I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, January 27th. We'll tell you about new police video coming out today that even the police chief says will cause more outrage. Five officers have already been arrested over it. Also, how the U.S. took down a top ISIS leader and a major ransomware gang all this week. Plus, what the FDA is now saying about the safety of CBD. It will cost you more than ever to go to an NFL playoff game. And one teenager with thousands of funny socks is making a big difference around the world. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Five former police officers are now accused of murder for a violent traffic stop. This is related to the death of a 29-year-old black man named Tyree Nichols, who we told you about last week. His death sparked protests in Memphis, and even more are expected today, since prosecutors are planning on releasing the video of the confrontation this evening. Already, lawyers and the Nichols family have seen it. They say it shows officers who are also black beating Tyree Nichols for 3 minutes. The Memphis police chief called the officers' actions that night heinous, reckless, and inhumane. So far, though, all the police department has said about what led up to the violence is that the officers pulled Nichols over for reckless driving, that at some point he ran off, and then came the confrontations between Nichols and the officers. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later. A lawyer for one of the former officers says his client is planning on pleading not guilty because, quote, no one out there that night intended for Tyree Nichols to die. All five ex-officers are charged with second-degree murder, among other charges. They were all fired already, as were two fire department employees who cared for Nichols. The police chief says she's expecting people to feel outraged when they see the video that comes out today, but she's asking everyone to react peacefully and not to incite more violence or destruction. Meanwhile, state and federal investigations continue. Well, it seems the National Archives doesn't want to be surprised by any more leaders showing up with top-secret government records. It's now asking all former presidents and vice presidents to recheck their personal things for any classified documents. It sent letters to representatives for everyone extending back to Reagan. The only one who has formally responded so far is former President George W. Bush's office. He said, quote, thank you for your note. We understand its purpose and remain confident that no such materials are in our possession. Of course, this comes after classified docs were found at the homes of President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Pence. There are now special counsels investigating Trump and Biden's handling of their records. It's against federal law to have classified documents at an unauthorized location, but it's only a crime if the docs were taken there on purpose. Today, the world will honor the estimated 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust, along with millions of other victims of Nazism. It's International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This day in 1945 is when the Auschwitz concentration camp was liberated. Today, Second Gentleman Douglas Emhoff is visiting Auschwitz to pay tribute, along with several other memorials. Being married to Vice President Kamala Harris makes him the first Jewish spouse of any American president or vice president. So he has made combating anti-Semitism a priority, especially at a time when anti-Semitic incidents have been going up. Already this week, a big installation was brought to the UN headquarters in New York to keep the memory of the Holocaust victims alive. It's a big book with the names of nearly 5 million victims so far identified. There are also blank pages at the end symbolizing the more than 1 million murdered Jews whose names are still not known. The UN is also hosting a ceremony this morning that will be live streamed starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can also read stories of victims on the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum website. We've added a link in today's episode notes. The U.S. military reported a significant attack on a wanted terrorist leader. American Special Ops Commandos killed a senior ISIS operative and 10 other ISIS fighters in northern Somalia. The defense secretary says the ISIS leader was key to the group's mission, especially in Africa. The target was Bilal al-Sudani, who the U.S. government has been watching for more than a decade now. He's responsible for funding the group worldwide, across Africa, into Europe, and even into the ISIS branch in Afghanistan. The New York Times points out that the fact that the Pentagon sent in commandos to get al-Sudani instead of a less risky drone operation shows how crucial he was. The raid happened after months of planning that included a mock-up of the cave complex where he was hiding to let the military rehearse their secret mission. Officials haven't said much else, but it's thought that commandos likely were able to get other information from the raid that could give them tips for future missions, too. The FBI says it successfully hacked the hackers. It infiltrated one of the world's top five ransomware networks known as Hive. Hive has targeted more than 1,500 companies worldwide, including American hospitals and school districts, holding their data hostage until a ransom is paid, usually worth millions of dollars. Well, the FBI and some international partners were able to get into Hive's systems to go ahead and get data back without more businesses having to pay the cyber criminals. Specifically, two computer servers were seized this week, one that was used for leaking data of victims who did not pay, the other for negotiating extortion payments. Reports are calling this one of the most sophisticated and detrimental moves against a ransomware gang so far. At this point, officials haven't announced any arrests, but the investigation continues. More news is still coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know certain things I do in my life help me feel my best. They don't always happen, but I know when I do things like short meditations, work out, connect with friends and family, and even go to therapy, I am the best version of myself. Yes, a therapist is part of that. Therapy can help sort things out when life feels overwhelming. And I know when I have more clarity, I have more calm and confidence. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a flexible, convenient, affordable option that is entirely online. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And I do think it's important to find the right therapist for you as an individual, and it's really easy to switch on BetterHelp if needed. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/newsworthy. So remember last month we told you the FDA was investigating CBD? Well, it did. And now it says the compound is not for sure safe enough to be used in food or supplements. CBD is already legal nationwide as long as it doesn't contain more than 0.3% of THC, which is the component of marijuana that makes you high. And it's been showing up in everything from food to soap to ointments to seltzer to pet food. There are thousands of CBD-infused products available now, and fans of them say they can help with all kinds of things, especially pain or anxiety. But the FDA says CBD needs to start being more closely regulated. The health agency cited studies that show CBD could harm the liver or the male reproductive system, and that there could be risky interactions with certain medications. And really, that there are just too many unknowns, like how much and for how long can you take CBD before it could cause harm. So the FDA called on Congress to create new rules for the massive and growing CBD market. New rules could include clear labels, limits on CBD levels, or requirements like a minimum age for purchase. Some advocacy groups and food industry experts criticize the FDA's decision. They argue that CBD doesn't seem to be any riskier than other dietary supplements on the market that also have the potential for side effects, especially if they're taken at higher than recommended doses. But others, like the head of the National Cannabis Industry Association, say they agree that Congress should get involved to give some clear direction on products derived from the cannabis plant. It seems it's becoming less popular to run out and buy every new smartphone. During the most recent holiday shopping season, smartphone shipments reportedly dropped nearly 20% from the same time period in 2021. The market research firm IDC says that was the largest ever decline in a single quarter. And overall, 2022 had the fewest smartphone shipments since 2013. Reports say there are a few reasons for the downturn, like inflation and economic uncertainty, but also the fact that modern smartphones may have reached something of a plateau, since older models still do the job perfectly well. Of course, that's not exactly good news for industry giants like Samsung and Apple. But the IDC says it could be good for the rest of us looking for deals, that customers might be able to find more generous trade-in offers and promotions this year. Another publisher has decided to embrace artificial intelligence to generate content. BuzzFeed now says it will work with ChatGPT creator OpenAI to create quizzes, help with brainstorming, and more. Though for now, the company says the AI will not actually be writing news articles. And this comes soon after CNET revealed it had been using AI to write some stories, but more than half of them had to be updated because of errors or plagiarism. BuzzFeed said it will make better use of the technology and that AI is not replacing workers, just helping to make employees more efficient. That said, BuzzFeed did just lay off 12% of its newsroom last month. The Wall Street Journal says even more publishers have said they'll also start to discuss using AI technology or at least experimenting with it soon. The NFL playoffs are down to their final four teams. This weekend, there's the NFC and AFC championship games, and they're producing some of the hottest tickets in the history of the NFL. The NFC title game, especially. And that one is between the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. And the average ticket price is more than $2,000, the most expensive conference championship Ticket IQ has ever tracked. The AFC championship between the Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati Bengals will cost you much less, but tickets aren't exactly cheap. Those are going for, on average, about $800. Whoever wins these two games will go on to face each other at the Super Bowl. Right now, the current ticket price for the Super Bowl is averaging around $9,500. Ticket IQ says prices likely won't stay quite that high, but it's still expected to be one of the most expensive games ever. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. I'm guessing one of the things you appreciate about this podcast is that you get a lot of news in a short amount of time, because I know we're all busy. Well, Green Chef allows you to eat well without having to think about what's for dinner every night or getting all the ingredients at the grocery store. Instead, Green Chef's pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices make keeping a healthy lifestyle even easier. My husband and I recently made chicken with garlic charred rice with apricot pan sauce and roasted almonds. It was truly delicious, nutritious, and felt kind of fancy. Yet we made everything start to finish within 30 minutes. Or Green Chef now even offers 10-minute lunches. You can listen to this podcast while you make it, and your lunch will be ready by the time you get your news. By the way, Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. Go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, simply go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Now back to Feel Good Friday. A California teenager has found a way to help seniors by putting a little color on their feet and smiles on their faces. Elle Gianelli started Socks for Seniors in early 2020 when she worried the pandemic had made people in nursing homes feel isolated and alone. She decided to cheer them up by sending them bright, silly socks with little notes attached. She also shares her contact information in case any seniors need someone to talk to. First, Elle started with just facilities around her hometown. Then she had a goal to reach out to assisted living centers in all 50 states. Now Elle has sent more than 3,000 socks, and she gets requests from all over the world. People around the world also help her with her mission, contributing money for the socks on GoFundMe. Elle and her mom say they've made lots of new pen pals along the way, that it's been eye-opening and shows the small amount of their time can make such a big difference. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about the trade-offs of technology. When is it worth it to give up privacy for convenience? And what's the next major tech that will transform our lives? Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.